And now I'm trying to recover. I'm trying to recuperate. We had long kirtans and prasadam, and on top of which the weather became very cold. And then also Govinda Maharaj was here, and Niranjan Maharaj was here, and Keshav Bharti Maharaj still is here, and Chandramouli Maharaj was here. Anyone have any questions? Just a minute, I have to look at my schedule. I think that it is taking place in the days preceding Janmashtami. Right now, I don't know when Janmashtami is. I think it's
second
of September. So then it will be like on the 30th of August, 31st, and 1st, those 3 days. Although I think the program is not yet sort of fixed to it being those 3 days. It will be just a combination of having lectures and seminars and parikrama, and it hasn't been finalized just how that will happen. Because if there are many devotees, then it's difficult to have the seminars out at the place of parikrama if it's warm, either if it's warm or if it's raining. But anyway, it's in those 3 days leading up to Janmashtami. But we had nice weather here for the festival, although after that it turned very cold, and it's still quite cold and rainy. Other things?
Suggestion that you could speak on the holy name today, if you remember, Maharaj.
Yeah, I remember, but it'll be easier if you ask questions rather than me just starting to speak without being prompted. Yeah, most important of all was that I got a copy of Śrīla Bhakti Cintamani. Yeah, that was very beautiful. That was the best gift I got for this Vyas Puja. Yes, it was in Russian. You don't know. Yeah, they printed it, and so it was in Russian. Looks very nice, very nice quality. And anyway, I hope that you'll be able to distribute them all, sell them all. Yes, I said that the books look very beautiful, and that I hope that you'll be able to sell them. Yeah, it was very, very beautiful. Thank you very much.
We are very happy to hear this, that you like the book.
Yeah, it was... actually, you know, I was waiting. One devotee was going to bring Venu Gita, but unfortunately, because he was trying to print in India, then typically they didn't print it in time. So, anyway, you'll be... did you start selling these books yet? Śrīla Bhakti Cintamani?
We immediately started to sell the book, and some devotees even took whole packages of these books, though it was rather expensive, but nevertheless they bought so much.
How much were you selling the books for?
The wholesale price is $10 and the retail price is $13, but for Russia it's pretty much. It's a pretty big price.
Yeah, that sounds impressive. Yeah, even in the West, the books would sell for twice that much money. Anyway, but they're very very nice. I'll be curious to see how long it takes for them to be sold. I have all my books behind me here. I have the Hungarian, Russian, and English. And these Russians look very nice. I like them very much because they're a little bigger. They're not small, they're bigger than the English format. Yeah, they're very nice.
Janati says that they have been negotiating or speaking with this publishing house about your new book, mm-hmm. how to print it, and they came to some solutions, so it looks like they will be able to collect this much money and to print it.
All at once?
Still, yes, it would be printed all at once. They are going to do it like this.
Yes, it's one book. Just because it's in many volumes, it's not like Shuddha Bhakti Chintamani. I mean, it's not like Krishna and Vrindavan series. It's not different books. It's all one book, just in different volumes.
Thinking about publishing Bhagavad-gita in a pocket-sized book, and in this case, they will have two volumes, pocket-sized, but they will be printing it together.
Uh-huh. Yeah, whatever you think is a good idea, I just leave it up to you.
Because many devotees want to have this book all the time with them, whenever they travel, so that's why there is a need to print a pocket-sized Bhagavad Gita.
Okay, wonderful. I'm happy for that. Okay, well, it looks like Krishnananda and company are gone, so... I have more devotees here in the room than there are on the conference. Oh no, actually, there's some others over here. So we were going to talk about Hare Krishna mantra. Actually, in right now, I'm finishing three chapters on Maha Mantra.
На самом деле, сейчас я дописываю три главы, которые говорят о Махамантре.
Yeah, there's it's sort of this the center of the book is about Radha Shyama Sundar. It's not exactly the center of the book because it's over 80% finished. But three chapters are all about the holy names. So I think a lot of questions will be answered. But anyway, if devotees have any questions now, we can talk.
She's right there now.
Oh, she's right behind me. Telephone conference with the GBC. And on the other side, I had this Mataji who was giving birth, and she was crying on the phone to me how much pain she was in. She was trying to explain to the GBC what was going on at the same time. Okay, now what was the question?
The question was that very often you say that a devotee should be a servant of the holy name. What does it mean to be a servant of the holy name during bhajan or during kirtan, during japa, or in our everyday life?
Because a servant is somebody who serves, he doesn't want anything. So his attitude of approaching the master is to render service. And so we're approaching Krishna's name is our master, and we serve Krishna's name by chanting it with love. And everything that we do in Krishna consciousness is meant for the service of the holy name. We preach Krishna consciousness to let other people know about Krishna. We see the deities of the Lord as being the form of the holy name. So serving Krishna means to serve Krishna's name because they're not different. So it's the attitude, attitude of a servant, not of an enjoyer. We're not chanting Hare Krishna to have a good time. We chant Hare Krishna to give pleasure to Krishna. Because Krishna likes to hear himself being called with love. And then?
We can see in our everyday life that our mind is never restless. It's always busy and it doesn't stop even for a second. But when we have to chant the holy name, our mind is also very restless. So the question is, how is it possible to stop the mind, to prevent it from thinking while chanting? Is this possible at all? or should we instead try to engage the mind in thoughts of Krishna while chanting? Can I translate?
Yeah. Well, everyone has to learn how to control their mind. There's no real way around it. This is what Krishna tells us in Bhagavad Gita. Rupa Goswami also says, Vacho Vegam Manasya Krodha Vegam. You have to learn how to control the pushing of the mind. And that should be there throughout all times of day, and especially when we're chanting Hare Krishna. Engaging the mind in thoughts of Krishna is not bad, but it should be done systematically. If someone cannot just sit and hear the holy name, then they can try to think about Krishna's form, or meditate on the marks on Krishna's lotus feet, or some features like that of Krishna. That is only good if it helps them learn how to just focus on hearing Krishna's name. But ultimately, if devotees can't hear Krishna's name, then they won't make any further spiritual advancement. And real meditation on Krishna's form and qualities is something that's spontaneous. It comes naturally. It won't be something that's forced, and it certainly won't come as a result of not being able to control the mind. Ultimately, control of the mind should be achieved at the stage where one just concentrates, meditates on Krishna's name. Is there any other thing on that, or any further clarification? Certainly no such question. Is it even possible to control the mind if someone's when someone's chanting? It means that a devotee isn't very serious about their Krishna conscious practices, and they're not hearing enough. The mind naturally gets full of so many different types of things, and unless we fill the mind with topics of Krishna, then these other things will come up. If we put topics of Krishna in our minds, then naturally the mind will like to hear Krishna's name. So to increase that taste for chanting, sometimes it's good for devotees to just have a retreat when they do nothing else but chant Hare Krishna. If they chant 64 rounds, 192 rounds a day. Or they go and do 24-hour kirtan in the temple room. So these things will naturally develop an attraction for Krishna's name, especially kirtan. Kirtan is most important. Something else on that? But how can someone even ask, is it possible to control the mind? Our business isn't to control the mind. That's just one step. Our business is to learn to love Krishna. But if people go to movies and watch television, then they'll never control their minds. Or if they listen to rock music. But if you practice Krishna consciousness nicely, then your mind will be under control. How long did you stay, Ramya? I just saw you when I came in the temple room. And then, did you stay to Prasadam?
Till 6 p.m. and then we just went home.
Anyway, it's a shame. It's always the same thing. The kirtan, the festival sort of starts at 6 p.m.
To go back, unfortunately.
Yeah. Anyway, it was nice. We went till 1 o'clock in the morning. Yeah, I should have been there. It was nice. You have to arrange with an overnight babysitter next year. Something else? Did Jairade ever think that she was a soldier in her last life? Because she sounds like a general when she talks. No, that's all right. No, she shouldn't be ashamed as long as she's not a general in the KGB. Anyway, now this baby was born. Her name, I gave her a name of Champaka Devi Dasi.
Oh, congratulations to her.
Yeah.